We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen Ted in the morning here, 7:45 KNSS here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita School Board approves a blended plan to send middle and high school students back to class.
Two.
Wichita City Council approves new partner for bike share program. Also approves phase two of the aquatics master plan.
One.
Negotiators inch closer to agreement on a pandemic relief package, but time is running out. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning in the Wichita area, volumes picking up or still high out there, but not really seeing anything slowing down or any big slowdowns out there at the moment. The gasoline prices in Wichita, I've actually seen some prices going up a few cents here and there, but average still around $1.92 a gallon, and I'm still seeing lower prices out there, including $1.85 at 21st Street North in Arkansas. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy and warmer with a 30% chance for rain today. The high of 63 degrees. Becoming partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 60. Then on Thursday, sunny, breezy, and warmer. A lot warmer. Tomorrow's high 83. Now cloudy with an east wind at 8 miles per hour and 49 degrees. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar now, the showers that moved through Wichita and Sedgwick County earlier this morning have all gone up the turnpike. They're going to the northeast, moving out of the area. The Hutchinson's clear. Wichita, you could see a few sprinkles right now around Wichita, according to the radar. And this area that showers is moving up near Emporia now. They're over east of Eureka as they go to the east, northeast, and on through the eastern and northeastern part of Kansas. Salina up to the north having some showers right now, but that won't last long. Showers moving through the area in Salina. So, just tracking the rain in the area. You heard the forecast. We could see some more rain later today. We will, of course, stay right on top of the situation. JCPenney expects to emerge from bankruptcy protection before Christmas under a new ownership agreement that would save tens of thousands of jobs. The beleaguered century-old retailer says it has filed a draft asset purchase agreement with the two biggest mall owners in the U.S. Substantially, all of JCPenney's retail and operating assets will be acquired by Brookfield Asset Management and Simon Property Group through a combination of cash and new term loan debt. Details of that deal first emerged last month in bankruptcy court. So going into Christmas season, it looks like JCPenney's going to have the doors open. And you can do some Christmas shopping there. I've done my share of Christmas shopping at JCPenney, and I know many other folks have. Even though the Trump administration says there will be a coronavirus vaccine before Election Day, some state governors are skeptical of the safety of a COVID vaccine.
This is House Call for Health. The race for a coronavirus vaccine continues, but some may have to wait a little longer than others, like in California, where the state's governor, Gavin Newsom, announced this week that he won't distribute vaccines in the state until it's examined by a group of experts. He's calling it a scientific safety review, and it's a group of 11 individuals who are all experts in their fields.
These are top health experts that will independently review any FDA-approved vaccines. Question I often get is, are you going to take someone anyone's word for it as it relates to vaccines. Of course, we don't take anyone's word for it. We will do our own independently reviewed process with our world-class experts.
Newsom adding the experts will monitor vaccine trials to guarantee safety, equity, and transparency of the distribution of vaccines. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a similar task force last month. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed broadly higher Tuesday as Wall Street welcomed a batch of solid earnings reports. Technology, communication, and financial stocks powered most of the gains. Traders bid up shares in several companies, including Procter & Gamble, Regions Financial, Albertsons, and Travelers. Others didn't fare as well. Netflix shares fell in after-hours trading after the streaming service reported third-quarter earnings at a tally of new subscribers that fell short of analysts' expectations. The S&P 500 rose 16 points. The Dow gained 113, while the NASDAQ composite snapped a five-day losing streak, rising 37 points. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Legal hassles for a local aircraft company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us right now to tell us all about it. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, a local investment group is suing Emerald Aerospace. Emerald said it would begin operations in April 2016 at the Air Capital Flight Line. That used to be Boeing's local defense facility. They plan to customize large commercial aircraft for private owners and said annual revenues would be between $200 million and $300 million. But within 6 months, Emerald had already left the hangar it had moved into. Oz Investment says it's suing for $5.4 million in financial backing. The Wichita City Council has repealed the Douglas Business Improvement District. Business owners along a 2.5-mile stretch of Douglas Avenue submitted a petition to block the district that had been created earlier this year. Supporters were hoping to create a more sustainable version of the group behind the Douglas Design District. Business owners along the stretch of Douglas would have been required to pay an annual assessment beginning next year. And the council also approved a second phase project in the city's aquatics plan and the new service provider for a bike sharing program. Phase two of the aquatics plan gets $706,000 for projects to be completed in time for summer use next year. The council also approved the company called Tandem Mobility to take over the bike share ICT program after Zagster filed for bankruptcy. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Bill, did the Douglas Street merchants kind of look at that and just say, hey, we're getting taxed, and what are we getting for it? Is that kind of what it...
Well, yeah, it had just gotten underway earlier this year,
yeah.
And the payments wouldn't have started until next year. But under the circumstances, they got enough people on a petition to say, let's block this thing.
Well, it's pandemic's been having an impact, too, in people's businesses.
It sure has, yeah.
It affects every doggone thing we do, I guess. So there
you
go.
Bet.
Until we get this thing back. Well, anyway, today is Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day.
Okay.
And the Chamber of Commerce primary objective is strengthening local businesses of all sizes. Now, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been in existence since 1912. President, who was the president, Bill? History?
1912, man.
That would have been...
McKinley?
Nope, William Howard Taft.
Taft.
Yeah, the big guy.
I was about to say Taft when you said Taft. So.
Yeah, I know. Taft was on the tip of your tongue, right?
Right.
Anyway, Taft brought the concept of an organization that would represent the concerns of U.S. businesses in an address before Congress. In December of 1911, that's the origination of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and they do.
There you go.
They do a lot of great work here. I mean, we watched them over the years, and the things that they promote: large businesses, small businesses, and there are a lot of different programs to help folks who are starting out. And so, yeah, I support my local Chamber of Commerce. Right?
Sure.
They haven't asked me for any money, so that's good, right?
Well, there you go. You can support them all you want now.
You've enjoyed their annual meetings. They're not going to have one this year, are they, Bill? Have you heard?
I don't believe so.
December,
going to try to go virtual. Yeah,
there's great meetings in December every year, and that's where I got Doris Kern Goodwin's autograph several years ago in one of her books. Yeah, they have great speakers. Yeah. They do good work, and this is a challenge for them, like everybody else in the pandemic. But to you folks, down there at the chamber, Steve and Ted and Bill Roy, we salute you today. How about that?
Happy Chamber Day.
Happy Chamber Day. Take somebody to lunch. Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
7:55 now. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS as negotiators seek a last-minute agreement on pandemic relief. Jed has a look at sports this morning.
Country music having another one of its award shows tonight.
Will, another one.
Yeah, well, they have a lot. We'll tell you about it coming up in the blur.
Yeah, plus, well, you didn't mention sports, though.
Oh, yeah, the sports.
We're going to do that, too.
Yeah, World Series Game 1 was last night, so right. We'll talk about that.
Right. And traffic and weather coming up. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
My wife keeps talking about her sister.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.